The debt crisis prompted a recent meeting at Citigroup in New York City. Hedge fund billionaires and bondholders heard an austerity plan that the Puerto Rican government is using as a sort of blueprint to address the island's debt crisis. Fortune magazine reports that as much as half of Puerto Rican's $73 billion in bonds is held by hedge funds. The austerity plan is crafted by former IMF chief Ann Kruger. It calls for a cut in the $7.25 an hour minimum wage, a decrease in federal welfare payments, and an end of subsidies for the University of Puerto Rico. And the plan calls for debt restructuring, a voluntary exchange of existing bonds for new ones with longer maturities. David Galarza is Puerto Rican. He's an activist with the National Congress for Puerto Rican Rights. He's been watching the situation closely and has absolutely no faith in Kruger, who has been involved in the financial crisis in Greece.
You know, we just got to connect the dots. And a lot of these people that are involved in ruining economies and ruining the lives of millions of people across the world, you know, have a common denominator. And their hearts and souls are really controlled by Wall Street and a lot of these hedge fund vultures that are causing the crisis in places like Detroit, in places like Puerto Rico, in places like Greece and Spain. And the list goes on and on.
Some of the key financial players in the Puerto Rican picture include Andrew Feldstein of Blue Mountain Capital, Mark Gallagly of Centerbridge Partners, Paul Tudor Jones, a key investor in Stoneline Capital, and John Paulson, the principal investor in the island's biggest bank and in luxury hotels over there. Puerto Rico's governor, Alejandro Garcia Padilla, wants to renegotiate debt, and he wants bondholders to give Puerto Rico a grace period on payments. New York City's Mayor Bill de Blasio says the U.S. government needs to step in and do more.
I think federal decisions led to this crisis. I think the federal government has an obligation to resolve this crisis, and it clearly has the capacity to resolve this crisis.
New York City Council Speaker Melissa Mark Viverito, who comes from Puerto Rico, echoed de Blasio.
Puerto Rico is only asking the ability to restructure its debt. Also, when it comes to the hedge funds, and yes, there are meetings happening, the hedge funds, I think, are being extremely irresponsible. They are vultures. They're actively advocating in Congress for Congress not to help Puerto Rico because they are personally benefiting from the misery that they are creating, and that is unacceptable. So those hedge funds also need to be at the table, and they need to be willing to sacrifice.
Governor Garcia Padilla is pushing the U.S. Congress to give Puerto Rico the option to file Chapter 9 bankruptcy, a way out of debt currently not available because of Puerto Rico's status as a territory. Yet it's this very status as a U.S. territory that attracts investors to Puerto Rico with its incentives and tax havens for corporations and hedge fund billionaires. Researchers at Hedge Clippers, a group critical of the way money and politics collide, say hedge funds and their billionaire managers have swooped into Puerto Rico during the fast-moving economic crisis to prey on the vulnerable island. They've bought up large chunks of Puerto Rican debt at discounts, pushed the island to borrow more, and they are driving it towards devastating austerity measures, all the while using the island as a tax haven. The island's government, much like Greece, is caught between the needs of its electorate and the demands of creditors, powerful lenders seeking payments who will ultimately push for punishing structural reforms and austerity. Activist Galarza, who protested outside the Citibank meeting in New York, says it's not that there isn't money in Puerto Rico.
It seems like the government wants to, you know, increase that gap at a time when they should be trying to decrease it by rolling out the red carpet for billionaires like Paulson and Trump, who obviously, you know, just filed for bankruptcy just days ago for his golf course out there in Puerto Rico. And they're allowed to live in Puerto Rico or operate in Puerto Rico or set up their phantom shops in Puerto Rico and not have to pay capital gains and other types of taxes. And meanwhile, the people in Puerto Rico right now have to pay the highest sales tax of any state in the nation.
Meanwhile, journalists in Puerto Rico are suing the government to force it to release the names of all hedge funds that hold bonds issued by the Caribbean territory. Linda Perry Barr, FSRN, New York.